Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back to Fostering Faith. My name is Tracy, and if you are new to Fostering Faith, we are here to talk real talk about Jesus and what we are walking through in our own kind of personal lives. And so we are in a season of new beginnings, new projects, and all the things. And so we are looking at new seasons as far as being unshaken. And so in this episode, we're going to be talking about how we are going to be unshaken. And it is all about new seasons and trusting God. And it is kind of scary sometimes, but we have a conference that's coming up in our community. And we are going with the theme of unshaken for our junior high and high school. And so as we are walking in this unshakable season, we have to just trust and know that God has a plan. And so we are just going to be talking about unshaken in new beginnings, trusting God's plan in every new season. And so, hey, friends, welcome back to Fostering Faith. I don't know about you, but I love the feeling of new beginnings. So much. It makes me a little like I'm going to puke, but so excited. The smell of fresh notebooks, the first day on a job, a clean slate, moving into a new place. There's nothing that like the new car smell. There's something about that. It makes you just feel like anything's impossible. But you know what else? A new beginning can also feel unpredictable. Like you're standing on a dock and the boat just pushed away and you didn't get on it. And maybe you're starting a new school this year, joining a new team this year, heading to college, starting new relationships, or even stepping into a leadership role for the first time. And it's exciting, but also a little scary. And that's where we're at. We don't have to have all the answers. God's not asking us to predict the future. He's asking us to trust that He already has a plan. And so today we're going to walk and talk through what it means to step into new beginnings, new relationships, new seasons, unshaken. And we're going to have some fun with it. We're going to dive into some words, and we're going to remind ourselves that even when life feels unpredictable, God's promises are rock solid. And so we have Hebrews 12, 26 through 29, and I'm going to be reading it out of the NASB version. As I am starting my own new journey, going back to college for a master's in theology and Bible study. They are saying that we need to be in an NASB version of scripture. And I will be real honest, I had never heard of it. I've never read it. And so I ordered me my first NASB Bible. And so that's what we are going to be talking about today. And so it says in Hebrews 12, 26 through 29, it says, "And his voice shook the earth then, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. This expression, yet once more, denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken as created things, so that those things which cannot be shaken will remain. Therefore, since we have received a kingdom such cannot be shaken, let's show gratitude, by which we may offer God an acceptable service of reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire." And that's going to be our anchor today. God's shaking isn't meant to scare us. It's meant to settle us. He shakes whenever what's temporary, so our eternal stand can be taller. And so whenever you're like, you're shifting flour, whenever you are potentially like baking a cake, and like whenever I lived at home, my mom would, whenever she would bake a cake, like she would drop it a couple times, she would shake it up, and so all the bubbles would get out of it. And so these are kind of what I think of in my own life about, you know, shaky grounds, what's happening whenever we're sifting through things, is to get all the stuff away for like if you're ever going to sand or sift through like sand to find seashells, or like you think of like old time, like miners, you know, sifting through the water to get like to get the gold. And so you also have Jeremiah 29:11. So for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper and not for disaster, but to give you hope in a future. And we have Proverbs 3:5-6. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Hebrews 6:19 says, this hope we have as an anchor of our soul, a hope both sure and reliable. And so God knows the plan whenever we don't. And so here's the tension in new beginnings. You want to know what's going on. You want a roadmap. You want a GPS. You want to know how long it's going to take to get there. You want to know all the things. You want to know if the new school feels like home. You want to know if the new relationship will work out. You want to know if this is the right career path. But God doesn't promise us a roadmap. He promises us himself. And when the Israelites were about to enter the promised land, they didn't get a blueprint for the journey. They got God's presence. And that's better than a map, because the map can get outdated, but God's presence is living and active every day. And so if you knew every detail of the new season before you started it, would you lean on to God in the same way? Or would you be like, oh, nope, I got this. And then just walk away from him? Or would you rely on him, his plan? Or would you rely on your own? Like, well, I already know what I'm going to do. And so I'm just going to skip, A and B, and I'm going to go directly to C, or I know this shortcut over here. And so I'm going to do this. And so he's like, just walk with me. Don't get ahead of me. Don't get behind me. Just walk in the plan that I have created for you. And I think that we, as I've done other podcasts about my fast paced, through life, and even just through, a lot of things. And I was signing up for classes for school and they were like, no, we don't want you to take that many hours, you know, right out of the gate. You know, we want you to simmer and really just bask in what God has for you and just really just deeply root yourself in these classes. And so we don't want you to hurry through them and just get them done. We want you to like really just lean into his presence and see what he is going to do in your life. And so point number two, being unshaken means letting go of control. And that is so, so hard for, I would assume, the most of us. And so Hebrews says God removes what can be shaken so that what cannot be shaken will remain. Sometimes that means that he shakes loose our need to control every outcome. New beginnings are unpredictable because they are not meant for us to know. They're meant to grow our faith. So think about it. A tree grows its deepest roots during storms, not during sunny afternoons when it's 75 degrees and a slight wind out of 5. God never lets the wind blow our roots. If God never let our roots, let me repeat that. God will never let the wind blow our roots and it wouldn't grow us any deeper. And so if it's like whenever, I think it's called heathering, whenever you have like you're growing, like whenever we first started to like be a family, we had a huge, huge garden. And there was a plants that we would take from seed, but you had to blow like air on them. And I think it's like called heathering. Maybe fact check me on that. I don't know. But that would make it stronger. And so as we are growing and as we are maturing in Christ, I mean, the storms are going to be there. The winds are going to be there. Tornadoes, hurricanes, like whatever, literally and, you know, metaphorically. But those are to make us stronger. And I think we talked about it in another podcast, how, you know, bamboo, you know, grows down and has roots deeper. And we've done, you know, episodes on being rooted in Christ too. And so, you know, during those storms, you know, those are meant to shake off the dead leaves and to make sure that we are, you know, producing good fruit. And so what's one thing that I can release control of in this season? What are the new things that I'm trying to control. What can I let go in this season? What is holding me back? What is my hand so full of that I can't grasp the new thing that God has for me? And so these are the questions that I try to ask myself. You know, am I living with my hands wide open? Am I living with my hands, you know, to a posture of, hey, I don't want to grip onto anything that I'm not supposed to, you know, give the doors that I'm not supposed to walk through hot handles. I don't want to keep going through things that it was never meant for me to go. This is the way that I want to go. But if I'm not meant to go there, make the doors have hot handles, you know, and thanking him in advance for the open doors that he has. And so we have all these issues that we want to control because we want to know this and we want to know this and we want to do this and more information and more information and more information. He was like, no, you don't need to know that. Why don't you trust me? Why don't you know that I am your Redeemer? I am your Father. I love you. I'm not going to give you things that I did not put inside of you. Like I've created you for this specific purpose. I want you to walk into this new season trusting me because I've never left you. I've never forsaken you. You've made it this far. And he never promised it was going to be easy, but he promised that he was always going to be there for us. And so you have new seasons means new people. And here's something that's both exciting and scary about new seasons. They almost always mean new people, new classmates, new teammates, new coworkers, new neighbors, and sometimes even new leaders or mentors. And here's what I've learned. The people that God brings into your life in a new season are not on accident. They're assignments. And some will sharpen you, some will stretch you, and some might even frustrate you. And yes, some will surprise you the way that they point you back to Christ. And also, I think it's great to also mention about new relationships ending. And so reasons is seasons and lifetimes. And so we are not meant to be in community forever. And so it's about being so thankful that friendships end, that new relationships can start and not just staying where God doesn't want you to be. And so he's given you every sign and you don't know how to end that relationship or walk away from that friendship. And he's like, I will push you out. Like, no, like stop going there. And you know that you're supposed to do that. And you're just like, you know, like we've been together for so long and, you know, we've had a friendship for, you know, 20 years or whatever. And he's like, no, that season's done. I need you to move on. And so I think that him pushing us outdoors, again, not turning back, let's not be like Lot's wife and turn back into a situation that we were meant to just walk through. Let's not get stuck in relationships that we don't need to be in any longer and saying goodbye. Because we have Proverbs 27:17 that says, iron sharpens iron. So no one person sharpens another. And sharpening isn't smooth. It's friction. That means that some people in your new season might rub you the wrong way at first, but they may also be a part of how God is shaping your character. And so that person that you don't see eye to eye on, that person that you is completely different than you, how is God going to use this relationship to fine tune your irritations? How is he going to fine tune your speech, your communication, how you look at other people? How is he sharpening you in every relationship that you're in? And so instead of asking, do I like this person? Try asking, what is God trying to teach me through this person? And so I just think it's so exciting. And again, yet scary whenever relationships end, when new relationships begin, and how relationships that can last the test of time just continue and continue to continue and just putting God in every aspect of our lives, every friendship, every relationship, every business meeting, every encounter, you know, he really needs to be our focus. And how is this relationship glorifying God? Is it not glorifying God? Am I in this relationship and I'm doing, am I hearing things that I'm not supposed to be hearing? Am I settling for, you know, for talk that is not glorifying to God? And so just looking at, you know, every relationship and saying, hey, is this where I'm meant to be? Is this not where I'm meant to be? And just growing and maturing and knowing that he is pushing you outdoors and out of relationships, pushing you into new ones. And we have to know and to trust that he is up to something. And that should just make you smile and be excited for new beginnings. And so point four, predictability in God and unpredictable paths. And so we have a predictable God, but we have unpredictable paths. And so God's character is steady, but his methods will really keep you on our toes. And so we have Hebrews 13:8 that says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. But if you look at the scripture, the way that he leads people change from story to story. And so Noah got instructions for the ark. Abraham got told, go to the land and I will show you. Moses got a burning bush. Joshua got marching orders around Jericho, and they were all different, but they all pointed to the same faithful God. And so in our new start, don't be surprised if God's leading feels a little different than it has before. Don't allow your expectations of what he did in your old season to be in your new season. And so he leads differently for different people in different ways. And so in your new start, don't be surprised if God leads feels a little different than it has before. The method may change, but the mission, knowing him and making him known, never does. And so that's the exciting part, is that as we change, as we mature, what used to get our attention before may not get our attention now. And so he knows us, he formed us. He knows exactly what we need, exactly whenever we need it, whether we want to admit it to her or not. But in that same respect, he is saying, okay, so I know that she's not going to learn this way again, and so I'm going to do it this way. Or she's really hard-headed, or he's really hard-headed. He's not getting the point. I'm going to change my method. And so always being aware that he is guiding us, he is teaching us, he is doing all the things necessary to get our attention and to mold us. And so point five, anchored in hope. And so Hebrews 6:19 says, this hope we have as an anchor on our soul, a hope both sure and reliable. The anchor doesn't stop with waves from coming. It just keeps the boat from drifting when they do. In the same way, God doesn't promise us a storm-free life, especially in a season of change, but he does promise to hold on to us, hold us steady. And so when things feel unpredictable, that's when the anchor matters the most. If your anchor is in people, grades, money, approval, you'll drift when the moment that water gets rough. But if our anchor's in Christ, you're steady even when the waves get taller than you. And just like the song Oceans, like my head, you know, is above water. The waves came over me, but I never drowned because you were there. You were, you know, keeping me afloat. And so we want to encourage you to grab your phone, to grab a notebook, or even grab your notes app. And I'm going to give you some quick three prompts that I want you to answer honestly. One thing I'm excited about in this new season is what? What are you excited for? What is it? And leave those things, these are between you and God and just you for you to reflect on. But if you want to leave it in the comment section, leave it in the comments. Number two, what's one thing that makes you nervous about your new start? What is it? Is it like, I don't know the plan. I don't know the GPS. I don't know where he's heading. I don't know where I'm going. Three, one thing I'm trusting God for is, and so write those down. Listen for what God is saying. Write down what's on your heart and take those to God. And like I said, leave those in the comments. Let's start a conversation. Let's start a community and let's see what people are thinking. And if you're bold enough, post the answers, and with the hashtag Unshaken Beginnings, and we'll be checking on you. We'll be cheering you on. And so we are meant for community. And so we hope that this, message inspires you to be unshaken in the new episode that God has you in, the new season that he has you in. And so we are all walking through this faith journey together, and we are better together than separated. And so we are hoping and just praying for our listeners that they are looking up whenever they are in doubt. And so, whenever I was younger, I remember starting at new school feeling like I was stepping into a roller coaster. And please know that I do not like roller coasters, that I didn't want to go on. The first hill was exciting. And then you drop, and then you twist, and you turn, and you're not in control. And that's the crazy part. Once the ride was over, you realize that holding on tight and trusting the safety of the track is what got you through. And life with God in a new season is a little like that. The track is his plan, the safety bar is his word, and the job is to hold on even when you can't see the next turn. And please know that a lot of times my knuckles are so white that we are just walking and just smiling and just knowing that he has a way whenever we do not see a way. And so this week, I want to do one small thing that shows that you're trusting God in your new start. Maybe it's joining a Bible study. Maybe it's introducing yourself to the person that you've been too nervous to talk to. Maybe it's finally letting go of something that you've been trying to control. And so let's pray for this upcoming week. And so, dear Lord, thank you so much for these listeners. Thank you so much for the ability to spread your word. Thank you for every listener stepping into something new. Give them encourage whenever they feel shaky, gratitude whenever they feel blessed, and trust when they feel unsure. Help them remember that you are our anchor, their guide, their consuming fire, and make them unshaken in this season. Thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so we want, if you can go back through and add all your personal stories or comments, we really appreciate it. And so we hope that you are enjoying these podcasts. Please like, subscribe, share these to help. We are not going to be fishers of men. We want to be fishers of men and not watchers of the aquarium. And so it's about growing people that don't know Jesus and just sharing with someone that is going through a new experience. We hope that this message encouraged you and that we will see you guys back here next week. Have a great week. We love you guys. Bye.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.